Hi everyone, this is Turd Ferguson, and I'm filling in for Andrew today. Nah, I'm just kidding. It's a funny name though, isn't it? Turd Ferguson? Or should we say, Turd Ferguson? Or maybe, Turd Ferguson? Anyways, this is Andrew, as you probably know, and as disappointing as it might sound, this is my third and final podcast. As usual, I will be discussing the book of Baghdad Burning by Riverbend, and I'm also going to give some insight for next semester students who are thinking of taking the course A Blog of One's Own, and this way they can get a heads up on what to expect to learn from the book. Tonight, the first issue I want to discuss is The Heat. On page 270, Riverbend wrote a post that was entitled The Roof, and as I began to read this post, I wondered, how hot is it actually there in Baghdad? And this is something I've been wondering throughout the entire book. And also on page 270, Riverbend states, and I quote, "It's hot, 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 hot." Now this really doesn't tell us much other than it's hot to the power of 4. But all I know is I'm glad I'm not there because I don't think I would make it. One thing you don't know is that I'm a redhead. And before I go any further with this, I just absolutely need to get something off my chest. I do not have a temper. I do not have a temper. I don't have a temper. I am so sick of people calling me a redheaded temper tantrum, and I'm not about to let it go on any longer. I do not have a temper. Anyways, aside from being a redhead, I am also slightly allergic to the sun, believe it or not. Basically, I need SPF 45 and nothing less, even in the winter time. Moving on, as I continue to read this post, I wondered, why in the earth was it titled The Roof? And soon after, I found out. This is because the heat, again, it's so hot there that Riverbend actually slept on the roof just to stay a little bit cooler. This is when it hit me that life in Baghdad is a struggle every day, and just when you think it couldn't possibly become any worse, boom, you're sleeping on the roof. Now granted, their roofs are flat, and they put much thought into building them, but I just can't believe and imagine the things like this are happening actually every day in Baghdad. There's so much that we can learn from this book, and this is exactly what I want next year's semester students to know. Unless you have experienced life in Baghdad for yourself, there's basically no way of knowing what it looks like or how difficult it is to live there. The book Baghdad Burning is great because Riverbend does an excellent job of describing her life and experiences, which help us to learn and kind of paint an image of our own in our heads just through her thoughts and detail of her words. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time to wrap up my podcast and career. I hope you enjoyed them and maybe even learned a thing or two along the way. I'd like to say thanks to my teacher, Tracy, for giving me this opportunity and teaching me of the many aspects of the social computing world. And I guess that's about it. Theta, Andrew, out.